718 Talk 107.3 FM WBRP. Good morning, everybody. Crime Stoppers coming your way at 7:35. Don Coppola from Baton Rouge Police Department is going to be in joining us for Crime Stoppers. Right now, though, I want to talk about one of the things that moved through the last legislative session that I think has some people with a few questions after the fact, and that is the legislation involving CBD oil and hemp. And joining us now is Bilger? Is that the last name?
Yes, sir, that's right.
From Cypress Hemp. I had reached out to Christy, let's get you on here and start talking, Blake. But first of all, before I do any of that, T-Bob Hebert asked me to pass along to Christy. He said, tell her I love her. So I had to start with that. So I'm telling you instead of telling her, but, you know, if you could pass that
along. Oh, awesome. I got love for T-Bob, too. We're all a big family over here.
He is the best. So let's start off with, I think, the common misconceptions that y'all see. Like, what is the difference between hemp and marijuana?
Yeah, so that's definitely probably one of the main confusion points. So all cannabis that has less than 0.3% THC is defined as hemp, and then all cannabis that has more than 0.3% THC is defined as marijuana. So it's purely about the phenotypical expression of how much THC is expressed in the plant when it's harvested.
And so does something have to be done to it to alter it, or is it just grown that way?
So hemp and cannabis, or really cannabis in general, is one of the oldest crops to be domesticated by man. So there's been many different varieties that have been bred for specific purposes. And the whole CBD side, it was sort of discovered once cannabis was legalized in states like Colorado and such, and they were sort of starting to play with different cannabinoids. And they were finding that there was a tremendous amount of therapeutic properties from specifically CBD. And there's hundreds of different cannabinoids in the cannabis plant. And the endocannabinoid system and cannabinoids are actually named after the cannabis plant. So once they found that CBD had so much potential, because the whole industry was going towards THC, they started developing strains and varieties of cannabis that were high in CBD. And they started crossing them with pure industrial hemp strains that have very low THC. So they were working on bringing the CBD up and the THC down. So all the different varieties of cannabis are due to domestication and variety manipulation.
Blake Bilger with Cypress Hemp is our guest, kind of explaining a little bit of what passed through the last legislative session and clearing up a few of the finer points about hemp. Let's shift to the legislative session and what actually got passed. I believe it was House Bill 491 that moved forward that affected y'all's business directly.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Oh, tell me a little about the bill and how it affected y'all.
So for us, it legalizes the cultivation, processing, and the sale of CBD products. The sale of CBD products are going to be available immediately. So those are currently legal, and that's going to be regulated under the ATC. And there's two different licenses under the ATC currently, and there's a retail application and a wholesale application. So that will affect us on both sides of the retail and wholesale. And then for the cultivation and processing, which we're looking to get into the cultivation specifically, those licenses won't be available until the federal government finishes their federal parameters of the 2018 Farm Bill. And those will be likely finished by the end of this year. And then our Department of Agriculture, which is going to be the overseeing body for the production and processing of industrial hemp in Louisiana, they're going to be making their final rules and giving out their license applications right after the federal government finishes their licenses. So everybody, it's kind of a waiting game right now for Louisiana.
So once it's fully up and running, how big of a business are we talking about here? Like what kind of dollars will be flowing into the state?
A lot of people expect hemp and CBD and all of the industrial components of industrial hemp to cast a shadow on the marijuana industry. And Colorado just recently said that they made $1 billion in marijuana sales last year, I believe. So once hemp and CBD catch up to marijuana as far as public knowledge and diversification of the different the applications for industrial side, because the industrial side of hemp is probably one of the biggest potentials, because there's already car companies like BMW and Ford that are using hemp in their car doors and have been for quite a while now.
Really?
That's right. Yeah, actually, the first Model T that Henry Ford built, it had a hemp resin and hemp fiberboard body, and his whole thing was that the car was grown from the earth.
Oh wow, cool stuff! See, I didn't even know that. So, talking about the industrial side of hemp, Are y'all in that business, or are we looking at more specialized, what y'all do?
We are looking to expand into the food side of hemp, as well as we also have a unique product coming out. I don't know if you would call it industrial, but it's not CBD. So it's still a consumer product, but it's going to be more related to the fiber. Like, for instance, we have hemp shirts, but we also have some other hemp products coming out. We're going to have actually, you'll be the first to know, but we're going to be releasing some hemp earrings here in the next few weeks, and we're going to get into the hemp jewelry and different things that help people to destigmatize hemp because they can just wear it. And that really helps people to destigmatize it from marijuana, understanding that it's just a plant, and wearing an earring is not going to get you high or harm anybody.
Okay, kind of an awareness campaign going on there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the CBD oil if we can, and talk about who is your typical clientele? Who are the people that come to you and say, I need this?
A lot of people would be surprised to hear, but a big part of our client base is older populations as well as younger. Specifically, people are generally surprised about the older populations. But those are the people that are really starting to, you know, have aches and pains or have some particular health problems and looking for solutions, because a lot of people are prescribed maybe a dozen prescriptions, and a lot of people are beginning to look for alternatives, and people are becoming much more receptive to natural things these days, especially since the whole, you know, everyone's trying to eat organic, everyone's trying to find alternatives to live healthier. And CBD is really a great addition to any kind of natural health routine.
Blake Bilger with Cypress Hemp is our guest. Got just a couple more minutes with Blake. Let's talk about a few of those symptoms individually, or not individually, but like if you could give me a list of what is it: chronic pain, is it anxiety, is it all of the above? What does CBD oil treat?
So CBD at its root, it's essentially a regulator of homeostasis. So that's why you've maybe heard that it's got such a variety of benefits. So it helps, it works with the endocannabinoid system to bring different regulatory functions into balance. So it's used for everything from stress and anxiety, total body, pain and inflammation, even things like digestive health and insomnia. And it's really something that helps your body to adapt and get things that are out of whack back into balance.
You get a lot of clientele that's looking for the wrong thing?
Oh, yeah. We definitely get plenty of jokes, for sure. People looking for left-handed cigarettes and such. But, you know, that's definitely part of the industry. It's sort of helping to educate and, you know, sort of play with those jokes, but help them to understand this is really a completely different thing.
Okay. This next question is important for a lot of people who have to take drug tests on the job. If you're taking CBD oil, how does it show up in a drug test? Will it show up the same as marijuana?
So there's different types of CBD oil. There's full spectrum, broad spectrum, and isolate. And full spectrum is going to have a trace amount of THC. So that is something that can potentially build up in your system and cause a false positive for marijuana because of that trace amount of THC that's naturally present in hemp. Mm-hmm. Our products specifically are broad spectrum, which means they have all the same beneficial cannabinoids and terpenes as full spectrum, but our products have zero THC. So it really depends on which product you're taking. And a lot of people in Louisiana are subject to drug tests. So that's one of the main reasons why we stuck with a broad spectrum product that has zero THC whatsoever.
Let's talk about the history of CBD oil as a business and current usage today. Do we have enough science and enough sample size to know if there's any long-term effects as far as what else it might do while it's in your system?
As far as long-term studies, as I was sort of getting at earlier, it's sort of a recent thing since the marijuana industry sort of blew up and started to research things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that there's a CBD company that's older than 10 to 15 years old. So there's not really any kind of long-term epidemiological studies or any kind of long-term case studies on different CBD products and effects, but there is a vast body of knowledge and research that describes the safety and the efficacy of the products. And the World Health Organization has made many studies as far as, I think they've done 2- and 5-year studies, and they've said that it's safe in high doses. It has none of the same abuse properties or public health effects that marijuana has. They don't think it should be regulated as a controlled substance, the World Health Organization, nor does the federal government. So all those main giant bodies that are well-respected and really don't make statements without backing them have made very strong statements showing that CBD is very safe and does not pose public health concerns.
Are there any side effects at all? Addictiveness, drowsiness, anything like that? Any side effects at all?
There's definitely some people that have reported drowsiness or nausea, but oftentimes that is due to the carrier oil. Some people just really have trouble ingesting a pure oil, and some people get indigestion from drinking maybe a milliliter of olive oil or hemp seed oil. But one of the main situations, one of the main side effects that is relevant is there is some enzymatic inhibitions in the liver. So you would ideally take it separately from other medications. But that's one of the main reasons that you ideally take it sublingually or under the tongue, because then it circumvents the digestive system. It absorbs directly into the bloodstream, and you wouldn't have those interactions in the liver.
Okay, cool deal. Blake Bilger with Cypress Hemp is our guest. I got just another minute or so with him. In this time, let me put it out there for you to give your company's information and where folks can find you should they want to learn more.
So we're in dozens of stores around Louisiana, depending on where you're at. We also have our website, which is cypresshemp.com, and all of our products are available there, as well as a scientific research library of peer-reviewed medical articles that are categorized by condition. If you're looking to look into a particular subject or condition and how it interacts with CBD, you can check out our research library, and all of our information is on there. If you ever have any questions, we really like to educate people, and would be happy to help with any questions.
With the last 45 seconds that we have here, Blake, I was curious about the growth of the industry lately. How much competition have y'all gotten in the last, let's say, 12 months, 6 months?
You've definitely started to see, especially after that 2018 Farm Bill. So that was December 18th, I believe, that it was signed. And since then, you've had a lot of people that have sort of made that move to, because a lot of people see it as sort of not a risk, but something that is an interesting thing to go into, because a lot of people do still have that stigma. But since that federal farm bill and it was federally legalized, that stigma has kind of been really sort of teased away a little bit. Yeah. And many people have started to form retail shops specifically. The CBD retail shops are definitely, I've seen probably 25 at least go up in the last 6 months in Louisiana,
yeah,
all around the state. And then CBD retail brands are probably about 5 that have come up in the last 6 months in Louisiana. So definitely starting to kick into gear and catch up to some of those other states like Colorado and Kentucky.
Blake Bilger with Cypress Hemp, thank you for the time this morning, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Yep, here's CBS News.